This episode is brought to you by Juul Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Juul beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook. You don't have to make mess. You just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Juul so much that we bought it. So we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients, and it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life, and only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to JuulWellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at JuulWellness.com. On with the show. Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey guys, welcome back to the HA podcast. It's Ashley, Mishi, and I. Once again, I feel like it's been a minute since we did the three of us.
For real.
Which is great. We're back.
This feels good. This feels good.
It is good. It's exciting. It's a... what is it? It's a month now, a little bit less than a month till we go to Sedona to all hang out.
Actually really excited. And I hope it snows. There's no more like such a beautiful contrast of snow on red rocks.
If we get lucky enough for it to snow again.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's what I'm aiming for.
Yeah. And I'm going to bring the hot chocolate. Well, bone broth, hot chocolate.
See, I already feel fancy, relaxed, and rejuvenated. Like, I already, my cup is already full, literally.
And I'm making big plans of making marshmallows when we're there.
Oh, Mishi, please. If you could, like, that would make my heart so happy.
We'll see.
What a teaser.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Okay. Well, if anyone wants to join us for that, there is still some spots available. thehasociety.com/retreat. That's going to be a fun time. This is coming out on Wednesday because Mish is going to shift the schedule out a little bit. So you guys should definitely go and apply and come hang out with us in Sedona, Arizona. If it's on your bucket list, for the love of all, please go, because the price of this trip is like, you actually can't do it better yourself.
You can't do it cheaper.
You actually can't do it cheaper because we're getting a sick house.
I challenge you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Seriously. So
Go apply if it's on your list. It's actually the smartest decision you'll make if you're looking to go. Okay. But today we wanted to talk about, so Ashley and I were together last week. And whenever we're together, we'll just like chit chat and have sort of new moments of ways of explaining things or new discoveries. And I mean, Ashley, maybe you want to introduce it since it was kind of your brain that did it.
Well, we made this a work trip by talking about work and tax purposes. I hope our tax accountant is happy. No, but really and truly, like anytime that we get together, you know, like we just review clients, we review business, we just look at everything. And one of the things that has been a main theme is that we totally respect your choice of whatever hill it is that you want to die on. That you're just like, look, I am never going to change my mind about this. I 100% am dead set in my ways about this. And I'm just like, good, go for it. I probably don't agree, but hey, it's good for you to have a cause, right? Right? Like, and who am I to judge your cause? The issue that we find is that there's this whole concept of like this is a hill I'm willing to like die on, which means that I am willing to sacrifice X, Y, and Z in order to not budge on my belief about something, right? And so if you have a belief that you're not willing to budge on, and that's the hill that you're willing to die on, then like you have to accept that that comes at a sacrifice. And so for us in our work, we find that women have many hills that they're willing to die on, and they're pissed that they can't either get pregnant and be on this hill that they want to die on. And I'm just like, but that's the whole point of having a hill to die on, is that like, you're like, I realize that I have to sacrifice something in order to keep this in my life. And I think that we just live in a culture where it's like, no, you can have everything and anything all at the same time. And we really lose sight. So for example, if someone's like, I refuse to give up CrossFit or high intensity exercise, and I'm currently not able to get pregnant. But you're not willing because you're like, I believe that CrossFit or high intensity exercise is good for this, 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 and this. And yeah, you're right. You know what I mean? But if that's your hill, then like you have to realize that that is at a sacrifice of something, and we generally don't get to pick what it is that that sacrifice is, right? So if you are a vegan and you're like, I refuse animal protein, okay, I respect you, more power to you. Like, I'll, you know, yeah, let's try. But if you're not able to get pregnant, well, That's the hill that you're willing to die on. And I'm not saying this in a negative way. I just think that like most people can get so stuck and create so much tension in their life and so much disappointment. And I'm like, but we forget that the whole analogy is that a hill that you're willing to die on is at a sacrifice. So that was the conversation in the car. And I was just like, oh.
Yeah, because you come up against, like, people come up against this with themselves. Like, you'll start to recognize it in your mind is like, all right, so my actions are in conflict with my goals, maybe, like the working out example. I want to do this really intense stuff, put my body through this intense stuff. And a lot of it comes from this, like, I feel like I should be allowed to. I have been told that if I work hard and am good and good intentioned, that it will start to unfold. And certainly we're in a culture where if you are working out consistently and watching your diet, everything should be falling into place for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that's the connection. Mm-hmm. Like everything should be falling into place. So this idea that I would have to drop any of those is like taking away some right that I have. That's how I think it feels. Whether or not we would actually say that out loud, I don't think so, but it's this feeling of like entitlement that you should be able to have it all at the same time. And like, so, you know, so people will come to us and be like, okay, well, I don't want to, or even I can't stop doing XYZ. So what are we going to do instead? And it better have the exact same outcomes. You're like, do we see ourselves? Do we hear ourselves?
So just to even kind of make this like feel not so attacking, but like we all did this.
100%.
Like we all did this. It's just in different forms. Like for me, I was like, the hill I'm willing to die on is that I don't need to gain any more weight. I am of a normal weight. I am of a fertile BMI. Like the hill that I'm willing to die on is that I am special for some reason, and I don't need to gain weight.
I think so, the hill that I was willing to die on was keto is like the holy grail of health. French.
Like if it's like, not working, you just keto harder or what?
You just keto harder. Like there's no way, it's something else is wrong with me. It's my thyroid is the problem, which it's all interconnected. And like then I was like, okay, maybe I'm willing to budge and I'll move towards paleo. Still low carb. Like it was the carb thing. I was like, carbs are the devil. And then all of the other things that fell underneath the keto umbrella. But obviously that didn't work out too well.
Yeah. And there are so many things like, you know, and you know what the thing is that I think what makes it interesting. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah. I hear a little voice.
Yeah. She was like, she paused y'all. So we're in the season of headphones and toddlers with headphones. Is something else. But like, I think sometimes certain things were like, because, you know, because I have like multiple vegetarian, vegan clients that are like working through this. And I think that sometimes what makes that, whether it's for ethical purposes or taste or whatever, I think sometimes because there's a morality placed to it, we think that we should be able to bypass like our body's function and that we should get a special pass. Like, look, I'm doing it to save the animals. Therefore, my reason is valid. I think it's valid. I hate the way that, you know, animals are handled for sure. I totally relate to that. Right. But just because there's a morality to it doesn't mean that like your body's just going to magically do something that it hasn't been able to do in that certain direction just because it's for a good cause. You know what I mean? And I think that's really hard for us to wrap our heads around, because I think that we also live in a culture where it's like, well, if, where I do believe that if like doing the right thing is really important. I agree. That is very important. I also agree that it's good to stick to your convictions. I'm 100% all about that. And at the same time, it doesn't come without a sacrifice. And I think that like we just have to at some point be okay with that sacrifice, or else it wouldn't be a noble act, right? Like it, you know, like it wouldn't be something, you know, like a lot of times if like you choose not to cheat on the test, the sacrifice is that you probably won't get an A. You know what I mean? Or maybe you did study really well. Or you know what I mean? Like, I just, are we okay if you're like, that's our choice? Are we okay with the consequences? And I think that that's when it comes like push to shove. It's like, that's when it's like, it really is, I don't know.
Oh, I have to give up. I either have to give up what I want for my beliefs, which is allowed, right? Yeah. Like if, you know, I'm a vegan and this is, you know, maybe I am cycling, but now I'm not getting pregnant. And it's like, we keep coming up to these steps where this is still one thing I haven't tried. You don't have to, but you also may have to take some other steps or routes to get what you want. And like, that's actually okay. And I guess what we're trying to do is like give you permission to be like, hey, you know what? It's okay for me to let go of this or the other. And like your analogy about like, you could not cheat on the test, you know, like, what did you say? You could, but you might not pass, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But also you could then go and study really hard to pass the test, and you may have to say no to some social fun stuff.
Totally.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
Everything has a price. Everything has a price. And I just think that like we have to be okay with sacrificing something, or else it's like then it's not really a hill to die on. That only comes with willing to sacrifice a desired outcome or something like that.
Yeah. I think a lot of it too is one part of it is, you know, we're told we can have it all. And I think the other part of it is a lot of our identity is wrapped into our ways of eating or food philosophies, like being the CrossFitter, being the fit girl, being whatever it is. You know, I certainly had that keto identity for sure too. And that's what made it super hard to change or even be flexible with. Cause then I was like, well, then what does this mean about me if I have to be flexible with this idea, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it means that like I wasn't able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or that I'm, you know, everyone's reasons are different. So their moral reason is like, I have to give up my moral beliefs, which you come across people do all the time, right? Like I was raised this way or, you know, whatever, but I guess here we are. And also just giving up this like identity, which like, can we take a second for actually how brave this process is?
100%. That's why I think like everyone actually goes through and everybody is brave. Like everybody is brave to be like, I'm going to gain weight when I fully believe that a thinner body is better for X, Y, Z reasons, or I've been conditioned, right? You know, or, you know, to like let yourself go, quote unquote, in a world that's like, girl, keep it together. Keep yourself looking tight. You know what I mean? Like all, you know, like all these things. That's, you know, all of it is extremely brave. Or to be in like, I mean, I remember being in the CrossFit cult. I loved it. You know what I mean? And then to step away and be like, hey guys, you're not going to see me Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know what I mean? Because I'm like doing this thing to get my period back. And, you know, and what does that look like to, you know, willingly take yourself out of the community, right? All of it's brave. All of it, like all of it is brave. But I think that that's where the transformation, not saying that no transformation happens. I think that that's where the most transformation happens, when you're like, I'm going out on this limb about something that I think is like not the right direction to go. And then to see for yourself what happens. I feel like that curiosity is so brave. And all of us do it to some degree of like just gaining weight in a society that glorifies weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
You're brave.
Let me actively choose a different direction that like I can't see the benefits, but like I'm trusting that maybe they'll be there.
Da-da-ding. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Juul Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's going to need it for his testosterone just quietly. Okay. Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A. And actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
Totally. Just before we got on this call, I was just having an onboarding call with someone who she just joined a Restore program the last round. And it was interesting. As we got off the call, she goes, "Do you have anything? You know, I haven't got our intake forms. Like, we haven't started anything." But she's like, "Do you just have anything you can like tell me right now?" But I was like, okay, I can tell from like, you know, the questions you ask, because I will patiently sit there and answer all of your questions, like before you decide to work with us, right? And like from the questions you have, the like the hesitations, you know, that are coming up and everything, I can tell that you know, you see our success rate, right? Like you see all these other women similar enough to you that are making it happen, but there's still that fear that you're going to be the only one that this isn't going to work for. Against all of the evidence that like there's, in a good way, nothing special about you. And like, we've looked through your lab work and we've looked through all of this, and like, you're actually doing the best you can with the information you have right now. But still, all of that evidence, right? Like people listening, all these episodes you listen to, these stories you read, these statistics you see, you still have to jump. And like, that's still really scary, because there's still like this hill that you, this thing you don't want to let go of, that like you truly feel like you know is the right thing. And I just said to her, you know, absolutely no one jumps into any of this with 100% confidence that they're not going to be the unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
Like they all think that's like, it's not going to work for them. And they all have to make this really brave decision. There's not like some population of women who are taking these steps because they have full clarity. And like, you're waiting to get the full clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you're the same as them. Everyone here is making a brave decision to go off on a different path, regardless of their beliefs and fears. And that, I mean, we've kind of like moved this analogy over to just like beginning the process. But when we were originally talking about it, we were talking about when you get halfway through and you realize there's still things that you haven't changed, that you were hoping you wouldn't have to.
And that's fair too. Yeah. I feel like, I also think it's logical. Who's like, I'm throwing everything out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very few people.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, and I'm sure Mishi can attest, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, I'll just stop this supplement. Well, maybe this supplement won't save my life. You know what I mean? Maybe like, you know, like this functional test, right? Like, I just feel like it happens at layers, and it happens for people at different times, like different layers at different times. And it doesn't mean that your journey is any less like heroic or any less meaningful, or that it's any less on the right path, right? I just think that like whenever we get stuck, I think it's helpful to be like, is this hill still something that I'm willing to die on? And if so, then like, am I okay with the results?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. It's just an honest gut check, right? Like, you know, like when you know, like I've had this conversation with clients who were like, look here, Ashley, I'm at my max uncomfortableness, and like, I just can't go forward anymore, and like, I just can't do this. Like, I can't gain any more weight, and this is where I'm at. And I'm like, I feel that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then are you okay with being like 80% healed, knowing that like your body is not going to just magically wake up one day and instantly ovulate?
Right.
You mean like, are you okay that like 15 pounds is my max. I will not do any more. And I'm like, okay, like I'm not going to judge you for that, but you also need to be okay with the results.
That's how this came up. Was we're talking about conversations with where we'll go through this. And I would love for you to also share, Ashley, how, like, you were saying that sometimes you feel like the only person sticking up for someone's body is us, and that, you know, this whole thing, and we'll have that whole conversation with someone. And again, we were that way too. And then they'll be like receiving it and feeling better, but then also, hey, before we go, before the call's done, but like, how much weight do you think I'm going to have to gain?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Like, yeah. It's to the point where like, they're not hearing you at all. It's like, you just sat here and you like stuck up for their. Yeah. So one of the, like, I find that I'm in the position all the time where I'm the only person that's sticking up for your body. Right. And you're sitting here, you're frustrated with her, you're impatient with her, you think she should have turned on, you have all these reasons, like you're convinced that she hates you, you're convinced that your body is holding a grudge, you're convinced that your body is like actively working against you. And it's always my job to bring to the light, well, like, have you fed it consistently? Like, let's just start, you know, just kind of like bring like the reality, you know, to the conversation. And it's just like, and then, you know, like, we'll go through these really good points. We'll have these really great moments, and then we'll have like these deep conversations. And then like, you'll see somebody be like, oh, I can't go there. And then they just instantly go back. And then they like jump off this path of mental progress and they jump on the loop. And they're like, so like, I know that you just said all these really great things, but like, how much weight am I gonna have to gain? I'm like, did you not just hear anything I just said? Like, anything? Is there anything that resonated with you? Because it's like, oh, I can't possibly go down this path with her and believe my body is actually working with me. So I'm gonna go jump on this loop that runs circles in my head all day, every day. How much weight am I gonna gain? How much weight am I gonna gain? How much weight am I gonna gain? You know what I mean? And it's just like a racetrack, right?
Which is our job. Like, our job is to help you identify when you're doing that. Cause it's so hard to see that you're doing it.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so like, that is coaching, is to help you recognize, oh, look it, I was just about to have a breakthrough, and then I jumped on this loop in my head. Mm-hmm. Not because I actually find any answers on that loop, and not because it's actually productive, but it's just cause it's familiar.
Right.
The loop of insanity is familiar.
Mm-hmm. And it's your anxiety bringing you back down to like your, what, like, at still your worst case scenario, like your biggest fear is, you know, for that person, like, waking. Right. And so even if they understand that and they want to hold space for their body to do what they need to do, anxiety is still going to put you on that loop.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I certainly did take a slow approach. I had like white knuckling everything and just letting one finger go at a time. And so it took me a bit of time, but what I'll say, this journey taught me, and it's a lesson that I've taken, you know, cause there's going to always be something else popping up in life. You know, HA recovery isn't like the destination, and then life is rainbows and butterflies for the most part, it is. But like, going through this taught me like, hey, you know, I can be a little bit more flexible with my views. And I can also, like, anytime I'm meeting resistance in life, now I'm like able to get curious about it, because I have the experience in the past of like having resistance coming up and being so stubborn about it. But then also when I made it to the other side, realizing like, hey, I didn't die. And actually my quality of life is so much better. So it's just like, it just was such a great, like, even though there was a lot of resistance and things in the process, I learned so much from going through it. Yeah, I don't really know where I was going with that, but.
Well, I mean, maybe just that, like, this is still an important part of the process. It's
Yeah. It's totally is an important part of the process. It's not like, it's not for nothing. So it's just, you're certainly learning lessons, and what you're going to realize on the other side is that, like, you know, anytime resistance, struggle, discomfort comes up, it's more of an invitation and an opportunity than it is like, oh my God, my life is over.
No one's life ends. So far, that hasn't been, that's not on our outcomes status spreadsheet.
Not that no. we're ever here about giving guarantees, but we can at least say that nobody has died from this process. We guarantee that being yeah. going from undernourished to a nourished person has not killed anybody.
Yeah. And you just got to give your brain time to adjust to. And also, you know, once you become in a more nourished state, you're more logical. Like when you're in an undernourished state, you like can only think in black and white, like you can't see the middle or the other possibilities. So just like, you know, that's why, you know, Ashley, I think, yeah, it was you or maybe it was Danny. I don't know. You have to be brave. Mm-hmm. You know, because you have to allow yourself to make choices that feel super irrational. And then once you get into a more nourished state, you'll be a little bit more logical and it won't feel so irrational. You know?
Yes, yeah. absolutely. I feel like, and then that's something that I say all the time, like you have to give your body a chance. Like, you know, like let's hold off on major life decisions on whether this is the worst thing that's ever happened to you once you have restored brain chemistry and hormones and you know what I mean? I just feel like give your body a chance. 3 months of hormones and brain chemistry, stable brain chemistry before like we make any massive decision, right?
You know yep. what this reminds me of? So I saw this an unrelated like probably real or something, you know, on the internet about people saying like the moment that you realize your SSRI is helping, right? And they'll be like, and then all these people are in the comments are like, yeah, I was walking down the street and I like took a second and I was like, hey, it's a really beautiful day today. And then I realized, oh my God, it's working. Right. I was like, that's very similar to what happens when someone is now getting into a nourished state, producing enough estrogen. Mm. You can go to the family barbecue and like not care about what's being served, or someone invites you to a restaurant and you're like, I'm not feeling pulled to look up the menu or dictate where we go. And you're like, oh, that feels good. Like I didn't, you know, you think you're going to feel out of control and you think you'll crawl out of your skin. But the more you get into it, you're experiencing actually the beauty of all of the small things that have you've been deprived of when, mm-hmm. when you're not in the nourished state. I was like, okay, recovery is kind of like going on an antidepressant for some people, I think.
Well, that and like, or like when people go like, oh, I actually am hungry in the morning. Even though like they've lived this. So like, if they're like,
yeah,
I believe in fasting so much and that's the hill that I'm going to die on. Right. Where they're just mm-hmm. like, and then they have that moment where they're like, oh, so I felt hungry this morning for the first time in years. And you're like, oh, what if I do like eating in the morning? You know what I mean? No matter what it is, this whole journey is challenging your whole paradigm that you have set up, been a part of, you know what I mean? Think about our life experiences, like create this paradigm that like we filter everything through. And the reason why obviously HA is actually not that hard, it's just more mentally and emotionally challenging. And it's because it challenges these paradigms that we've created our entire life through and how we see life through. And to shake that up would mean, oh, what if there's something else that I believe that may not be correct either? And I can't handle all of this cognitive like dissonance, like too much, too much, too much. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I feel like me on the other side, that was an exciting thought. Cause I was like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
I was like, how many other things am I operating in life that literally make no sense or not in alignment with me? Because I realized how much better my life got on the other side. And I was like, all right, let's continue to level up. Anywhere there's discomfort. Now I'm like, I get excited about discomfort. So, yeah.
Well, I also think that that people most of the time get excited by discomfort because everything, like they have enough brain juice, if you will, you know what I mean? Like enough hormones to handle challenges, and that becomes exciting rather than like I'm living out of a stressed and depleted state.
Yeah, true. You know what That's mean? Why it's so important to get in that nourished state. Like you just like don't realize like how being undernourished is actually impacting you, like mentally, physically, emotionally, just your overall being. It's yeah, you're just not you when you're hungry. You truly, really, really are not.
That was the Snickers campaign, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, like they nailed it.
Yeah.
You couldn't
but
get
they just
any
need like a version for us, because I think it was always guys in the ad, but I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, well actually they're the idea pitcher. Go to Snickers, say I've got this brilliant idea for you.
We should be sponsored by Snickers.
We should. It just be like you have a huge customer base.
I think you're really pivoting this wrong.
Awesome. Okay. Well, yeah. Do you feel like this has a bow on it now? We good?
Yes.
Final words.
Very tied up. Very tied up.
Okay, great. So that's everyone's homework. It's like, what is the hill that you find yourself on the loop of avoiding getting off? Right. And each time you try to step off your hill, what loop is happening? And remember, it's okay to choose whatever you choose. I think your issue is just you got to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be constantly assessing. Am I on a loop or am I moving forward? And you got to be brave. Mishi's like, you just got to be brave. You got to do it.
Got to be brave. What if the safety net appears after you jump?
And remember, we said no one's died yet.
Yes. The safety net always appears.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Well, thank you. We'll see you all next week. And we hope you have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free. But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys. And it's basically, this is stuff that we only give our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys. But here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472. And I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram. So that's the HA Society. Or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff. And you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint. And I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that Blueprint bundle kit, 100% free. even though it's totally valued at $4.97. I'm giving that to you guys for a month for free. And we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery. And we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally, if that's your goal. And we're going to make some moves. We're going to make some moves on recovery. It's going to be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys, this is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.